The behemoth has landed, and I am not referring to the Boston Red Sox at this point. I'm talking about the world's largest jetliner, the Airbus. You have to say it that way. Airbus A380 successfully completed its maiden voyage from Singapore to Sydney, Australia yesterday with 455 passengers and 30 crew members on board.
That's a lot of people.
Big, big plane, double-decker, tall as a seven-story building, and has bedroom suites larger than my apartment. It's beautiful. The A380 has bumped Boeing 747 as the world's most spacious passenger plane. But Boeing, they got another card up their sleeve. That's the 787 Dreamliner, another supersized plane. And the much delayed debut of that plane has been pushed back to November 2008.
And I like how they call it a Dreamliner already. They've told us all it's the Dreamliner.
They always promise more than they can deliver. So we talk about these planes going back and forth. And if you're not an aviation nut, you probably don't care. I mean, heck, if as long as a plane gets me there within 10 hours of its scheduled landing time, I am a happy man. But we have a guest who will try and make us care about this sort of aviation politics. His name is Rob Willers, author of the blog TheAirlineHub.com. Rob is a college student at the University of North Dakota at Fargo. He's double majoring in air traffic control and airport management, which means he can both land planes and run the Sbarros in Terminal B. Right, Rob?
That's right.
the whole enchilada.
That's right.
So what are your impressions of this A380? If I may call you a little bit of an airplane geek, is that okay?
Well, that's perfectly fine.
When you see the A380, is that your dream?
That's a giant plane, let me tell you. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of time to wait for your drink.
All he cares about is the snacks and the cocktails.
Yeah, you better grab one of those pillows early in the flight.
Yeah, really. No, it's an impressive plane. Everywhere from economy all the way up to those first class suites. I want one of those.
Well, listen, I'm not the type of guy who stands at the end of runways and identifies the planes as they land. So we are going to put 60 seconds on the Make Me Care clock. And here's the scoop. You have 1 minute to try and make us care about the Boeing-Airbus rivalry, about the Dreamliner and the A380. And when you hear the ticking, that means you have 10 seconds left. So
okay.
Are you ready to make us care?
I'm ready to make you care.
Okay, Rob, make me care about these fancy new planes.
Okay, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner is an awesome plane. It's the first new plane the Boeing's had out in 10 years, so it has all the new bells and whistles. First off, it's about passenger comfort. Boeing put input from not only airlines, but passengers and airlines and airports, too. So whenever you board the plane, normally you have to jet through the galley or the kitchen. This one, you're more walking into a lobby. You know, it's wide open, and the roof is, the ceiling is a lot higher. So you get to your seat, and on this, you know, 9-hour flight across the ocean, you're going to have mood lighting when you wake up, so you feel refreshed when you wake up. The windows are higher up because everyone's taller now, so you don't have to hunch over to look out to see that skyline in Europe or New York. And they got rid of the window shade, so the plane's a lot lighter, and the windows are tinted now. Not so nice that it was lighter, but, you know, it's better for the environment, too. You're saving 20 to 30% on fuel costs, so not only is it helping airlines, but helping the environment, so passengers are more likely to help this.
Well, you know, to me, I still need a tiebreaker. Rob, will I be able to afford to ever fly on a plane like this?
Yes, because what the Boeing did instead of Airbus, Airbus had this huge plane, so it can only fly into the major cities like Los Angeles or New York. But if you're flying out of Hartford, Connecticut, Boeing plane is more likely to fly from Hartford to Europe, so you're more likely not to use a connection, so the fares will be cheaper.
He had me at passenger comfort. He could have stopped about 15 seconds in. So,
Rob Willers is the author of TheAirlineHub.com, a blog about the aviation industry. Thanks for making us care, Rob.
Thank you much.
I like his blog. He tells you what his favorite plane is on it, by the way.
Which is?
It is a 757-200, just so
well,
you know.
Well, it's everybody's favorite. It's
of
a little
course.
Obvious.